actually, the first cue is never fall intensely in love. That's always it. They start out that. It's so bad. Like,
you should get a job at Disney Animation. I think there's going to be someone like you. Take that entire company to a different direction. Trisha, that's depressing.
No, because that's how it all starts out. He was the love of my life, and he was perfect. Watch out. He's like a prince.
All right, so what you probably should do is, like, if you, everyone, if your friend says, I found the man of my dreams, he's perfect, slap the shit out of your friend.
Run the other way.
No one is perfect. Exactly. No one is right for anybody else. Every relationship you ever had or ever will have is a negotiation.
Exactly.
Then it's completely wrong. No one shows up ready to play. Doesn't happen.
That, and you know what? That's psychologically, I think, really important. You know this as a social worker. You probably understand that. Like, that means that person is shaping themselves entirely for you.
Yeah.
So something is off there.
You're not paying attention.
Dun, 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 dun.
Let me just say to the audience, the three of us have really strong qualifications in advising people about long-term romantic relationships.
Actually,
we should. Everything we say is gospel because we are the experts in this.
Let me tell you something. Okay, we don't have to be in long-term relationships to know our shit, right? We spent a long time judging people from the sidelines, and that has given me a unique perspective on what other people should be doing with their lives.
I spend a lot of time judging people from the sidelines, and therefore I know a lot of shit. That, put it on a resume. That is awesome.
And I spent a long time watching the ID channel, seeing women being brutally murdered by the husband that was the dream, the love of their lives. So, I'm just letting you know.
Oh, yeah. And with that, let's jump into things today. People, you did tune in to hear us talk about our opinions on race, media, culture, and the rest of it, and not necessarily about our love advice, although we should have a spin-off podcast where it's just called Jason, Trish, and Chris Tell You Exactly How to Run Your Fucking Life. I think people would, I think that would be a runaway hit.
Yeah, we could talk about relationships, fashion, diet, all the other things we're experts on.
Outrageous. Bi-weekly on iTunes.